468308 through 468374, warrants 7953 through 7954, and 3 transfers or journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes for July 18, 2022, and executive session minutes for July 18, 2022.
Move to approve executive session minutes for July 18th of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for vehicle outfitter service.
We haven't done that.
Oh.
Sorry, I was going over that real quick.
What's that?
Move to approve regular session minutes for July 18th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we're ready. Agreement for Vehicle Outfitter Services, number 22-080, Sheriff. I received a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form for En Route Enterprises, LLC, an authorized dealer for Motorola and Taney County.
Sheriff, are you, who's going to keep track of making sure that the State of Missouri Cooperative Agreement doesn't get exceeded, the amounts? Is that something you guys do? Or?
Well, we've always just trusted En Route to take care of that.
This is the perfect example from one of my favorite quotes.
What's that?
Trust but verify.
Very good.
Is that something that we need to? Is that something that we need to have auditor do? Is that something that purchasing?
No, we can do that.
That's what I was just asking. Who's going to make sure?
And I think Nikki's always verified it.
She as probably
well
had,
because she also always takes the state bid.
Every time there's something purchased,
yes.
Okay. Nikki does.
Yes.
Yeah, just because I know that there's different services and it varies, but it just has to stay within the.
I think she has all that in the file and she goes over.
She does. Okay. And every year she asks for us to send her an updated.
Okay, so we do have somebody.
Yes.
Move to approve the agreement for vehicle outfitter services by and between En Route Enterprises and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Memorandum of Understanding, the University of Missouri Extension, number 22-069, County Commission. I've received a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the Memorandum of Understanding as to form. And this is a memorandum of understanding by and between Taney County and the University of Missouri Extension Council.
I believe we need to table that until the University Extension Council Board, due to some of the statements in it, has a chance to go over it. I don't.
Has this changed any from previous years?
We've not had one before, to my knowledge.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Okay.
No, this is new, and some of the statements in it have to do with the board, and I just believe it should be, if it's discussed at the.
Okay.
I move we table that till after the extension board meets and has a chance to go over it.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It will be tabled. City of Hollister request for funding agreement approval. Tertiary filtration rehabilitation project. Final design and bidding phase.
Morning.
Morning.
Okay, I'll just go through the information report there. The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above referenced project, and that's just what the presiding commissioner just mentioned. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $53,200. This amount will cover the cost to provide for final design and bidding services necessary for the planned upgrades to the wastewater treatment facility's tertiary filtration process. The amount being requested is based on a contract fee negotiated between the city and HDR Engineering Incorporated dated March 19, 2022. This project cost is included as part of the 2022 wastewater capital improvement budget. This funding agreement will provide for the modification of previously completed design drawings to add replacement of the third filter bay. Along with this, the engineer will address the necessary bidding phase requirements to the point where the project will be ready to solicit for bids. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2022. To provide sufficient time for the work to be completed and all board approval and reimbursement process requirements to be met. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on July 7, 2022. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has approved each copy as to form. This project is feasible and meets the criteria for approval necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines. What happened here is that Brad Albritton and I met with Mr. Ziegenfuss and staff and their engineer to discuss the project earlier this year. And this filtration portion of the wastewater treatment facility is a main component of that facility. I mean, it's one of the main four components of the wastewater facility itself. And in that, this component is going on 26 to 28 years old. Most of your wastewater equipment and components, the lifespan is generally 20 years, so they're well beyond that. This technology was the best technology at the time, and that's why we went with the sand filtration. As part of this project, the city was going to replace two of the filter bays, and the more we talked about it and with the time that's went by and with the time going by with being able to mass more funding toward the project, and it just made sense that while we're there, why not replace the third bay? Why leave this bay antiquated with the sand? And Mr. Ziegenfuss or Kelly can speak further to that, but it was decided to come back to the commission and add this third bay as part of the overall rehabilitation process. So when we come out of this, they'll have all new equipment and be ready for another 20 years to go into the future.
The only question I have is in the paperwork, it asks for 7 months. With it being almost August, it'll give you 5 months. So I don't know if this is a question for engineer.
I think that's
is December 31st good, or do we need to? Because I don't want to come back and ask for. Okay.
We should be fine with that.
Okay. So the date that's there is fine.
Yeah. And then once it goes out for bid and we have a number, then that's where we can go back and discuss that and see how we want to move forward. Hopefully it's a good number. Sometimes we've been seeing some crazy numbers, but once we have that number, then we'll be able to move forward to the actual funding agreement for construction phase.
I don't have any questions. Do you guys?
I don't.
Sounds like a sensible thing to do.
Yeah. Move to approve the request for funding by the City of Hollister for the Tertiary Filtration Rehabilitation Project.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be in recess. I've got 9:10 a.m. and we're scheduled upstairs at 9:15 for an ARPA work session, and then executive session.
There's another little piece to this, though.